奉主耶稣圣名，我们再来看，有关于这个预言哈，怎么去解释它。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we continue to discuss about how to interpret prophecy.
我们再来看一下这个使徒行传的第二章。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章，彼得引用了耶尔书第二章的话。
In Acts chapter 2, Peter uses the words recorded in Amos chapter 2.
第二章从这个十六节一直到二十一节。
So, Acts chapter 2, verse 16.
这个是从耶尔书那边引用过来的。
And this is borrowed from the book of Amos.
但是我们看看这一段话呢这个保罗彼得他是说他用这段话来引用说圣灵降临的事情。
In the book of Joel, and Peter talks about the last days.
因为在第二章十四节到十五节这个地方呢，彼得在解释他们祷告的时候，为什么好像被看为是酒醉的。
And this is because Peter was defending.Why the crowd was drunk when they were praying?
然后在他又引用耶尔书来说明这个是应验在他们当时的时代。
He is using the words of the prophet Joel to show how this is the fulfillment of the prophecy.
可是我们若仔细读读看
，But if we continue to read,
第十九节以后
，In verse 19 and afterwards,
事实上在那个时候并没有这样的现象发生。
There were not signs of these things.
比如说二十节有日头变黑了，月亮要变为血了。
For example, in verse 20, the sun will be turned to darkness.
这个呢
？The moon to blood.
是以后会应验。
These are things that will happen in the future.
在使徒时代是应验的一部分。
And in the times of the apostles, it was only partially fulfilled.
所以这一个预言可以说是多件事情在同时讲的。
So this prophecy is an example of many things being prophesied at once.
所以多件事情重叠在一起。
And this is the prophetic perspective.
所以我们看到二十一节
So if we look at verse 21.
说凡求告主名的就必得救。
And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
那保罗呢？他就引用这段圣经。
And so Paul uses this excerpt of the Bible.
记载在罗马书第十章。
And this is recorded in Romans chapter 10.
罗马书的第十章。
If we look at Romans chapter 10,
十三节
verse 13.
说因为祈祷主名的就必得救。
For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
这指着，这是未来的事情说的。
And this is in regards of things to happen in the future.
就是说，凡是祈祷主名的都能够靠着主来得救。
So everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
所以我们可以知道后面那里提到日月变色，这是未来的话发生的事。
So when we see that the sun and the moon will change their color, then this is something that happens in the future.
好，我们再看那个第六个小点解释预言要以经文的字面意义呢，作为它解释的限制或指引。
And one of the basic principles is to use the literal meaning as the defining boundary or guiding principle of interpreting the Bible.
不过我们再重复一次，就是说，任何的解释若是跟主耶稣的解释或是使徒的解释不符合的时候，就不对了。
And if we reiterate this, we can say that if any interpretation contradicts the interpretation of Jesus Christ or the apostles, then it is incorrect.
加拉太书的第一章。
For example, in Galatians chapter 1.
加拉太书第一章第八节。
Galatians chapter 1, verse
8. 第一章第八节。
Verse 8.
保罗这样说，无论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们，跟我们所传给你们不同，他就应当被咒诅。
Verse 8, but even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let them be eternally condemned.
所以说我们要解释旧约。
So when we are interpreting the Old Testament,
我们要看主耶稣怎么解释。
We have to see how Jesus Christ interpreted
it. 要看使徒们他们怎么解释。
We have to see how the apostles interpreted it.
好，那我们来看几个例子
For example,
第一个就是在 这个约翰福音第六章。
The first is in John chapter 6.
四十五节。
John chapter 6 verse 45.
第六章四十五节说，在先知书上写的说，他们都要蒙神的教训。
In verse 45 it says, it is written in the prophets, they will all be taught by God.
好，那么接下来说，凡听见父的教训又学习的，就是到我这里来。
Everyone who listens to the Father and learns from him comes to me.
那主耶稣啊，他是引用先知书的话来说的。
And the Lord Jesus uses the words of the prophets when he says.
那么先知书的话到底是怎么说？
And how do the prophets deliver this message?
啊，他这里只简单说，他们都要蒙神的教训。
And it says here that they learn from, they are taught by God.
那我们若是看到以赛亚书，
if we look at the book of Isaiah,
他是在解释以赛亚书五十四章。
We can see that the Lord Jesus is trying to interpret Isaiah chapter 54.
五十四章的第十三节。
Isaiah chapter 54 verse 13.
说你的儿女都要受耶和华的教训。
All your sons will be taught by the Lord.
你的儿女就必享平安。
And great will be your children's peace.
原来经文是这样讲的。
And so this is what the original scripture.
但主耶稣引用的时候，
but when the Lord Jesus used the scripture,
他是简单的这样说。
He said this simply.
说他们都要蒙神的教训。
That they will all be taught by God.
用这句话来说到。说凡听见父的教训又学习的，就要到我这里来。
And then he continues, everyone who listens to the Father and learns from him comes to me.
到他这里来做什么呢？
And what do we do when we go to him?
就能够得平安，得永生啊。
And this is that we may receive eternal life and peace.
其实主耶稣他引用这段话的意思啊。
And actually, when Jesus is using the scripture,
我们可以看出他自己本身在见证，他就是父的本身啊。
We can see that he is testifying for himself that he is the Father.
因为五十四章的十三节这里说哈。
Because in chapter,
五十四章的十三节。
Isaiah chapter 54 verse 13.
说你的儿女都要受耶和华的教训。
It says all your sons will be taught by the Lord.
那我们看到耶稣解释，我们就把它代换说，都要受主的教训。
And Jesus also said that they will be taught by God.
那么你的儿女必大享平安。
And
你的儿女就大享平安哈。
And so, great will be your children's peace.
好，那简单的说。
In simpler terms.
五十四章，以赛亚书的五十四章。
Isaiah chapter 54.
他在预言什么
？What is Isaiah chapter 54 trying to prophesy?
这个很重要，是在预言耶稣被钉死以后，教会被建立起来。
And this is simply prophesizing that when Jesus, after Jesus has resurrected from the cross.
那个教会要接受什么样的教训呢？
The church will be built, and what type of teaching will the church receive?
就是主的教训。
These are the teaching of the Lord.
所以这里所说的耶和华哈。
So here, when it says the Lord,
就是主了哈。主的教训就是指主耶稣来说的。
And the teachings of the Lord refer to the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣引用先知书的话。
So the Lord Jesus used scripture from the prophets.
来见证他就是旧约那个主。
To prophesy that he is. To testify that he is the Lord of the Old Testament.
好，我们再来看这个马太福音二十二章。
So let us also turn to Matthew chapter 22.
马太福音二十二章。
Matthew chapter 22.
这是主耶稣啊，在问那些法利赛人啊。
And so Jesus asks the Pharisees.
二十二章的四十一节。
Verse 41.
法利赛人聚集的时候，耶稣问他们说。论到基督，你们的意见如何呢？四十一节、四十二节，二十二章。
Chapter 22, verse 43.
四十一节先看。
Verse 41. While the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, "What do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he?"
那他们怎么说呢
？And what did they say?
他们回答说是大卫的子孙。
They replied, "The son of David."
他们知道基督是从大卫子孙出来的。
They know that the Messiah would come from.
但是主耶稣要问他们这样的一个
line of David
一个问题哈。
But Jesus continued to ask.
既然是从大卫子孙出来的。
And so, since Jesus was born of the line of David.
那大卫被圣灵感动的时候。
And so Jesus said to them, how is it then that David,
怎么还称他为主呢?
Speaking by the Spirit, calls him Lord?
44节,
verse 44.
主对我主说,
for he says, the Lord said to my Lord.
第一个主, 就是说我们指天上神来讲,
so the first Lord is what we refer to the God of heaven.
我主, 这个是基督来说,
and then my Lord, the second my Lord, refers to Christ,
意思说,
Jesus Christ.
主对基督说,
so it means that God said to Jesus Christ,
你坐在我的右边,
sit at my right hand
等我把你仇敌放在你的脚下,
until I put your enemies under your feet.
这个是基督他来的一个展示的一个权柄,
and this is the authority that Jesus Christ showed.
那么这个耶稣就问他们啊,
and so Jesus asked the Lord, the people,
那大卫既然称他为主，称基督为主,
if David calls him Lord,
怎么又是大卫的子孙呢?
How can he be his son?
他们没有人会回答,
no one could say a word in reply.
也不敢再问,
and from that day on, no one dared to ask him any more questions.
那么主耶稣这一段话,
so this passage that Jesus spoke,
他是引用诗篇110篇说的,
he is referring to Psalm 110.
为什么神对基督这样说呢?
And why did Jesus say, God say this to Jesus?
那他怎么又称为大卫的子孙? 这怎么解释?
And why is he the descendant of David? How do we explain this?
其实啊，在罗马书解释很清楚。
And actually, in Romans, it explained this very clearly.
我们来看一下罗马书第一章。
So let us turn to Romans chapter 1.
罗马书的第一章,
Romans chapter 1,
第三节,
verse 3.
说论到他儿子我主耶稣基督呢, 按肉体他是大卫后裔所生的,
regarding his son, who as to his human nature was a descendant of David.
所以按肉体来说, 当然他是他大卫的后裔呢,
and according to human nature, he was the descendant of David.
那么从灵来说呢,
and who through the spirit of holiness,
他是从死里复活, 是显明出他是神的儿子,
was declared with power to be the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead.
那神的儿子就是神呢,
and God's Son is God,
就是我们所说的主,
and who is our Lord.
所以这个犹太人不太了解这个道理,
and so the Jewish people did not quite understand this.
他们从肉体想要去了解耶稣,
they tried to understand Jesus through the flesh.
所以他们看不出说他怎么能够称作基督呢?
That is why they could not understand why he was called the Christ.
但耶稣的确是大卫的子孙,
but Jesus Christ was the descendant of David.
他怎么可以称作基督?
But how could he become Christ?
怎么有这个权柄?
And why did he have this authority?
这个外教会啊, 对于这个耶稣也是有一点迷糊了啊,
and other denominations have an unclear understanding of Christ.
他们一直在谈说, 耶稣既然说是神的, 是神的儿子,
they keep on emphasizing, since Jesus is the Son of God,
那从肉体来看,
from the fleshly perspective,
既然是神的儿子, 这比父来小嘛,
since he is of the flesh, then he is smaller. Since he is the Son, he is of a lower stance than God, the Father.
看作是神呢?
So how can we see him as God?
所以他们一直不太了解,
so they cannot understand.
最近有一本叫做《古今圣灵论》,
and lately there has been a book called about called the
有一个教,
Holy Spirit,
一个教授啊,
Today and Yesterday,
专门针对我们这些书叫圣灵来谈,
and there is a professor who talks about the Holy Spirit in the True Jesus Church.
他说这个耶稣的灵怎么可以说是神的灵呢?
And he argues that how can you say that the Spirit of Jesus Christ,
耶稣是神的儿子,
is the Spirit of God?
怎么能够说是神呢?
Because Jesus is the Son of God, so how can he be God?
圣经不是讲吗? 父比他大吗?
Because does not the Bible say that the Father 怎么会等, is bigger than the Son? So how can it be an equal Son?
怎么可以把耶稣当作神来看呢?
How can you see Jesus as God?
这是从肉体的角度来, 当然是, 耶稣是父的儿子,
and of course, from the fleshly perspective, Jesus is the Son of God.
但从灵来看就不是这样,
but from a spiritual sense, it is different.
他是道成肉身的神嘛,
because he is God in flesh.
所以他们就有这样的混淆,
so they have this confusion.
我想画一个图来看一看,
so we will have another diagram.
就是说我们提到说这个神在中间,
for example, if we have God in the middle,
这个是父,
we have Father on the top,
这个是子,
we have Son,
这个是圣灵,
and then the Holy Spirit.
我们说父就是神。
We say that the Father is the God.
这个没有人否认啊。
Of course, nobody objects to this.
那么神也是等于圣灵啊。
If God is also the Holy Spirit,
这个子也是神啊。
And the Son is also God.
大家都能够理解。
Everyone can understand this.
那当然从肉体上来讲。
But from the fleshly sense, it is not an equal sign.
但是从灵来讲是等啊。
But from the spiritual sense, they are all equal. And the Son is also the Holy Spirit. And so if we draw this diagram in this way, then we can all, we can understand this. So the Son is the Holy Spirit and the Spirit is the Father. But then some people in other denominations do not see these equal signs. They think that since the Father sent down the Holy Spirit.
所以假如说从字面来看哈。
So from the literal sense.
圣灵是从父那边过来嘛。
The Holy Spirit comes from the Lord.
所以他们认为说这个父是最大的。
And so they believe that the Father is largest.
所以他们认为这样是不等哈。
So they think that this is not an equal sign.
但是我们从灵来灵灵界来看，都是等嘛。
So, but from the spiritual point, these are all equal.
所以我们的独一神观是不会混淆才对哈。
So if we have this view of one God, then we should not be confused.
所以犹太人呢、啊，对于这个主耶稣生物的认识、啊。
So for the Jewish people to understand the identity of Christ.
如果从这个肉体的角度来看。
From a fleshly perspective.
他就不太了解什么耶稣可以称为基督呢。
This is very confusing because they can't understand why Jesus Christ can be.
这个就是他们不了解的地方。
And this is where they cannot understand.
但是主耶稣啊，他用这段圣经来证明了。
But Jesus uses this passage in the Bible to prove this.
他就是大卫的子孙。
That he is the descendant of,
他就是主,
of David, and he is the Lord.
他就这个胜过魔鬼。
And he has triumphed over the devil.
那我们假如来看到马太福音呢？
And we turn to the book of Matthew.
第十五章。
Chapter 15.
不知道各位有没有注意到这个问题？
If we do not know if we understand this question, if we don't notice this question.
迦南妇人呢？向主耶稣来祈求医治他的女儿。
The Canaanite woman asked Jesus to heal her daughter.
怎么主耶稣还跟他讲，我怎么可以把儿子的饼丢给狗吃呢？
But how come Jesus replied to her, it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to
the dogs? 刚开始读，以前读这段圣经的时候。
And before when I read this passage in the Bible,
我总觉得说，哎，主耶稣怎么讲这种话呢？
And I kept on wondering why Jesus would speak
such words. 这个对于这个妇女是一个很大的侮辱啊。
Because this is a great disgrace to this woman.
但是后来仔细一看。
But when I read this carefully,
二十二节
哈。In verse 22,
这里说，有一个迦南妇人从那地方出来，喊着说，主啊，大卫的子孙。
The woman came out and cried out, Lord, son of David.
迦南妇人是外邦人啊。
This Canaanite woman was a Gentile.
大卫的子孙什么意思？
And what did it mean to say son of David?
他竟然一清二楚，很了解。
But she was very clear.
他就是主，就是大卫子孙。
She was very clear that he was the Lord and the son of David.
所以从这句话啊。
So from this line,
您就可以知道，
verse, we can see this.
这个妇女的信心何等大。
That the faith of this woman was great.
犹太人都还不太晓得。
Because even the Jews did not quite understand that Jesus was the son of David.
但是这个妇人竟然这样很清楚。
But this Canaanite woman was so clear.
你可以看出她的信仰不是马虎的。
We can see that her faith was not flawed.
经过查考。
And she had a basis for
her faith. 了解什么叫做大卫的子孙什么意思呢？
She had an understanding of what the son of David meant.
就是诗篇一百一十篇。
And this is in Psalm 110,
第一节,
verse 1.
以主耶稣所引用的这段圣经。
And this is the passage that Jesus refers to.
一百一十篇第一节,
Psalm 110, verse 1.
耶和华对我子说,
The Lord says to my Lord,
坐在我的右边,
sit at my right hand,
等我使你仇敌做你的脚凳,
until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet.
这个妇人啊，了解这么清楚。
And this woman was so clear.
所以你想主耶稣那个时候
She was so clear in her understanding.
她的感受如何呢？
How we can imagine how Jesus felt.
23, 那个我们回过来看马太福音15章。
So if we turn back to Matthew chapter 15.
耶稣却一言不答。
23, Jesus did not answer a word.
我想这有两个可能了哈。
So I think there are two possibilities.
一个可能主耶稣愣住了。
The first is probably Jesus is shocked.
怎么这个女人认识我那么清楚呢？
How does this woman know me so clearly?
惊讶的真的是有时一时讲不出话来。
Perhaps he was speechless.
怎么有这样的事情？
And how did this happen?
当然很多人是提到说主耶稣故意要考验她。
And then other people interpret this as Jesus wanted to test this woman.
不过从只要我们了解这个女这个女人的这种信心啊。
But if we understand the faith of this woman,
真的会让耶稣感到很惊讶。
We can see how it was so surprising to Jesus.
所以主耶稣后面讲的那些话呢。
So that is why Jesus said these things in the
当然也有考验的成分啊。
Of course, it probably has an element of
testing. 我想这个最主要是要做给他的门徒看。
But more importantly, it was to show his disciples.
你看这个外邦的妇人对我就这么样的有信心。
It was to show his disciples that even this Gentile woman had such faith in me.
所以你们要向外邦的这个妇人来学习。
So you have to learn from this Gentile woman.
我们要了解马太福音啊。
And we have to understand the book of Matthew.
是写给犹太人的。
The book of Matthew was written for Jews.
所以你看这个马太福音里头。
So if we look at the book of Matthew,
主耶稣讲大概五六次讲小心的人啊。
Jesus says many times, "You of little faith."
是对对谁说的呢
？And who is he talking to?
都是责备他的门徒。
He is all chastised. He's every time he is chastising his own disciples.
天天跟随主耶稣。
Although the disciples follow Jesus day in and day out,
但是他们竟然被主耶稣责备，你们是小心的人啊。
But they were chastised by Jesus as those of little faith.
反而这个妇人啊。
On the contrary.
28节这里说了。
In verse 28, this woman.
你的信心是大的。
He said this to this woman, "Woman, you have great faith."
所以可见说这个妇人呢，她对圣经啊很用心查考。
So we can see that this woman knew the scriptures well.
她能够了解这个大卫的子孙是什么意思。
And she could understand the meaning of the term son of David.
好，我们再来看这个希伯来书。
So let us also turn to the book of Hebrews.
再来看希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
他在这里呢，也引用了旧约的圣经。
Here the Old Testament is also referred to.
他怎么样来解释这旧约圣经呢
？And how does the author write about describe the Old Testament?
二十六节说，当时他的声音震动了地。但如今他一起说再一次我不但要震动地还要震动天
At that time his voice shook the earth but now he has promised once more I will shake not only the earth but also the heavens
哈该书第二章说的
And this is taken from Haggai chapter 2
这个他说我不但要震动地
He says that once more I will shake not only the earth
他说还要震动天
but also the heavens
他说这再一次是指什么呢
And so what does this mean, but also,
指明,
once more,
这被震动的是受造之物都要被挪去。
And the words once more indicate the removing of what can be shaken, that is created things.
使那不被震动的长存。
So that what cannot be shaken may remain.
所以呢，他把哈该书那段话呢，指向未来。
So this passage in Haggai is pointed toward the future.
我们来看一下哈该书第二章。
Let us turn to Haggai chapter 2.
哈该书第二章
Haggai chapter 2
第六节
verse 6
第二章第六节
chapter 2 verse 6
万军的耶和华这样说过不多时我必再一次震动天地沧海与旱地
This is what the Lord Almighty says. In a little while, I will once more shake the heavens and earth.
就当时哈该在讲这段话的时候呢
，When Haggai was speaking this,
应该是指当时他们被掳归回之后
，He must be indicating their capture.
他们要重建这个圣殿
，so that they may rebuild the temple.
可是这段圣经呢
，But this scripture,
希伯来书的作者来引用。
When the scripture is used in the book of Hebrews,
他把这段圣经解释到。以后的事情。
The scripture is used to describe something that will happen.
说再一次的震动天地是指末了的事了。
And when he says, "In a little while, I will once more shake the heavens and the earth," this is talking about the end times.
所以从这里我们就可以了解。
So from this we can understand.
当时在讲圣殿的重建只是一个影子了。
When they talked about the rebuilding of the temple, it was a mere shadow.
真正的圣殿重建就是幕后的真教会。
Because when the real temple is rebuilt, then that will be the true church.
所以我们为什么在这个二章的第九节这么说呢?
So that is why in Haggai chapter 2 verse 6, why did he say this?
说这殿后来荣耀必大过先前。
He says that the glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house.
这个殿虽然指着当时归回来建的圣殿,
and although this temple referred to the physical temple,
其实这是部分的应验,
this was only a partial
fulfillment.
Because the complete fulfillment will be embodied in the true church.
所以我们看希伯来书啊, 这个作者他了解到哈该书他在讲什么。
So we can see that the author of the book of Hebrews understood what was spoken in the book of Haggai.
他该是预言不只是针对被掳归回的那个事情。
Because the prophecy in the book of Haggai was not merely about the return of the captives.
也是指末后的事情。
It also refers to the signs of the end time.
所以我们就可以这样的肯定说了。
So we can say this very confidently.
末后的真教会就是这个 被你归回那个圣殿的实体。
The true church is the embodiment of the returned temple.
不知道各位有没有记住这个但以理书的一段话。
And I don't know if everyone remembers a passage in the book of Daniel.
这个但以理啊, 看到他被掳归回啊, 的日子满了。
And Daniel understood that the days were up to return before the return to their land.
他就问天上的神啊,
So he asked the Lord in heaven.
那么时间快到了,
the time is about here.
那将来,
the time is about to come. How are you going to fulfill this promise? Let us turn to Daniel chapter 9.
第九章第二节,
chapter 9 verse 2.
第九节,
verse 2.
就是他在位的第一年, 我但以理从书上得知耶和华的话临到先知耶利米, 论到耶路撒冷荒凉的年数, 七十年为满。
In the first year of this reign, I, Daniel, understood from the scriptures, according to the word of the Lord given to Jeremiah the prophet, that the desolation of Jerusalem would last 70 years. And the 70 years were up.
他求主啊,
so he asked the Lord to rebuild Jerusalem.
但是主呢,
but the Lord God did not answer him directly.
在第九章啊,
in chapter 9,
就提到七十个七啊,
he only mentions 77.
所以他这个预言把它拉到这个世界的末了啊。
So he took this 70 and pulled it all the way into the end times.
所以被掳归回那只是个影子了。
So the return from captivity is a mere shadow of what is to come.
真是以色列的复兴是在世界末了的时候。
Because the return of Israel or the rebuilding of Israel is at the end times.
所以有时候我们就从新约圣经
So a lot of times we will see how the New Testament writers interpreted the Old Testament.
我们就更有把握在讲，知道说，哎，他们这是讲末后的真教会。
And then we should try to understand that they are talking about the true church in the end times.
好，那我想最后我们谈到第七大点。
Lastly, we discussed the number seven point.
就是说这个预言的分辨哈。
Which is the discerning of prophecy.
好。 第一个,是否承认主耶稣是主的,是道成肉身,并且归荣耀给主耶稣的?
First of all, does it acknowledge that Jesus is Lord and that he has come in the flesh?
那么他就是出于神。
And if it does, then he is from the Lord.
记得在讲灵界辩证的时候,
you know, when we were discerning the Spirit,
柯成道,
having the class on discerning spirits,
提到说辩证的两个原则,
Pastor Ko mentioned two rules in discerning the Spirit.
真理的原则,
and the first is the rule of truth.
跟圣灵的原则,
and the rule of the Holy Spirit.
好，那这约翰一书啊,
and so in 1 John chapter 4,
约翰一书的第四章,
1 John chapter 4,
第一节到第三节,
verse 4, 1 to 3,
他说, 凡是灵啊, 这第二节, 我们看第二节, 第四章的第二节, 凡灵认识耶稣基督是成了肉身来的，就是出于神，就可以认出是神的灵来。
This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God.
好，只要按照这个原则来看。
Every spirit that acknowledges that Christ Jesus has come in the flesh is from God.
每一个基督教他们都是承认耶稣是道成肉身啊。
Because from this we can say that every Christian church believes that Jesus has come in the flesh.
那他们的灵都是从神来的啊。
And so all their spirits must come from God.
这样对不对？
Is this true?
当然我们会讲，也是不太对啊。
Of course we would say it's not quite right.
那不对在哪里呢？
But where are they wrong?
我想就是对这个道成肉身这个道理的。
And I believe that it is this, the truth about coming into the flesh.
啊，这个道成肉身这个真理很重要。
And the truth about Jesus Christ coming into the flesh is very important.
啊，虽然他认识耶稣道成肉身。
Although we know Jesus Christ has come into
the flesh. 比如说耶和华见证人。
For example, the Jehovah Witnesses.
他们也承认耶稣道成肉身。
They also believe that Jesus has come in the flesh.
但是他一强调主张说耶稣是神的儿子，不是神。
But they keep on emphasizing that Jesus is the Son of God and not God.
另外呢，长老会啊。
And also the Presbyterian churches.
他们说，耶稣既然是啊，就是神的灵本身。
And they claim that since Jesus is the Spirit of God.
所以他们说，信耶稣就是有圣灵了。
If you believe in Jesus Christ, then you have
the Holy
Spirit. So you do not have to plead for the Holy Spirit.
啊，那这样对不对呢？
Is this right?
他们也承认耶稣是道成肉身了。
They also believe that Jesus has come in
the flesh. 他们也跟我们一样说，耶稣就是圣灵啊。
And they also believe that Jesus is the Holy Spirit.
所以他说，信耶稣就是信圣灵了。
That is why they believe that if you believe in Christ,
信耶稣
then you will receive the Holy Spirit.
你就有圣灵了。
You receive the Holy Spirit when you believe in Christ.
所以不必求圣灵。
So you do not have to ask for the Holy Spirit.
听起来好像很对。
And it sounds very correct.
啊，其实不对。
But actually it is not.
那这个就要用圣灵原则来分辨了。
And then we have to go into the rule or justification by the Holy Spirit.
受圣灵情形怎么样？
What are the signs of receiving the Holy Spirit?
就是啊，哥尼流那个事件了。
And this is the sign that Cornelius experienced.
保罗说他们所受的灵跟我们一样。
And when Paul said that the spirit they received is the same as ours.
这个就是圣灵原则了。
And this is the judgment, using the principle of the Holy Spirit.
但是有些教会啊。
But there are also other churches.
哎，他说对啊，这个受圣灵要说方言啊。
They also believe that speaking in tongues is a sign of the Holy Spirit.
啊，他也承认道成肉身的耶稣。
They also believe in the true, in the fact that Christ came in the flesh.
那到底怎么去分辨？
But how do we discern?
我们说祷告有要有方言，他说我们有啊。
And then when we say we need to pray in tongue for the Holy Spirit,
有一次我就是
they would say yes.
跟这个印尼的一个牧师啊，我们在谈到。
For example, one time I was discussing the biblical truths with a pastor from Indonesia.
他说我们跟你们一样啊。
And he said that we are like you.
我们传讲真理。
We also preach the truth.
啊，我们有神迹。
We have miracles.
我们有这个说方言。
We have tongue speaking.
那跟他们祷告。
And when we prayed with them.
哎，真的祷告，他们有方言，跟我们一样。
They do have tongue speaking.
他们在传讲耶稣，传讲真理啊。
And they were preaching and proclaiming about Christ.
神迹，他说昨天我才行了一个神迹。
And then, what about miracles? And he said that I just performed a miracle yesterday.
都一样。
And he said that it's all the same.
那怎么分辨？
So how do we distinguish?
就从真理的原则分辨。
And we distinguish this through the principles of truth.
所以我跟他谈到了这个洗礼的问题啊。
And so when we discussed about baptism,
说洗礼要有血水圣灵的见证。
And we said that, I said that for in order for a baptism to be effective, it has to have the witness of the blood and the living water.
这样的道理啊，他没听过。
And they had not received this type of truth.
我感谢主，这个牧师很谦卑啊。
But praise God, this pastor was very humble.
引用圣经跟他讲啊。
When I use the Bible to speak to him,
他发现哎，他不对了。
He realized that he was incorrect.
他跟我承认说他在新加坡一个会堂的后面的水池受洗。
And he told me that he was baptized in a tub behind one of the chapels in Singapore.
所以他就邀请我们传道人说到他们教会去帮他们讲道。
So he requested our pastors to go to their church to preach to them.
所以这个叫真理原则啊。
And so these are the principles of truth.
啊，再来看第二点啊。
Secondly,
说是不是内住的圣灵在个人内心互相印证， 所听的预言，好，听到的预言呢，那就表示他所说的预言是对的。
Does it have confirmation of the Holy Spirit eliciting the heart hearer's heartfelt response?
比如说有某某人说 圣灵告启示我了。
For example, if a person says, the Holy Spirit
你应该去跟某某人结婚。
The Holy Spirit told me that you should marry a certain person.
假如有人跟你这么说。
If somebody says this to you,
你是不是要去相信呢？
Do we believe them?
还是怀疑呢？
Or do we doubt?
到底他这个圣灵是不是真的向他启示呢？
Was this a true revelation from the Holy Spirit?
你就要看看圣灵的启示哦，要叫某人做一件事情。
And we have to know that when the Holy Spirit elicits a response from somebody,
不会单单跟他启示，不跟你启示。
They would not reveal it to one person and not to another.
好像这个亚伯拉罕的这个仆人啊。
Just as Abraham's servant.
要替这个亚伯拉罕的这个儿子来娶媳妇。
When Abraham
娶亲了哈。
When Abraham's servant was sent out to find a wife for Abraham's son.
亚伯拉罕仆人祷告。
The servant of Abraham prayed.
说到底我要找哪一个女孩子呢？
He prayed and he asked the Lord which girl to choose.
那他向神这样祷告啊。
And so he prayed this.
我们看创世纪24章。
If we look at Genesis chapter 24.
24章的14节啊。
Genesis chapter 24:14.
14节啊，他提了几个条件。
In verse 14, he gave several criteria.
我向哪一个女子说，请你拿下水瓶来。给我水喝，他若说请喝，我也给你的骆驼喝，便那女子就做你所预定给你仆人以撒的妻。
14. May it be that when I say to a girl, please let down your jar that I may have a drink, and she says, drink, and I will water your camels too.
结果
let her be the one you have chosen for your servant Isaac.
结果呢，这个仆人就请利百加哈来给他水喝。
And then the servant asked Rebecca to give him.Some water to drink.
结果这个事情就成就了。
And this, these criterias were fulfilled.
所以这个仆人，就相信这个是神的带领啊。
So the servant believed that this was the guidance of the Lord.
但是这样是不是够不够呢？
But was this enough?
神既然能够感动他，
If God could move the servant,
也要感动这个女孩子啊。
God could also move this girl.
所以我们看这个后来啊。这个利百加的父母就问这利百加了哈。
So later, when Rebecca's parents asked her,
我们看58节。
Let us look at verse 58.
就叫利百加来问他说：“你和这人同去吗？”利百加说：“我去。”
So they called Rebecca and asked her, "Will you go with this man?" "I will go," she said.
所以这更能印证这是神所拣选的。
So this also shows that this was something that the Lord willed.
不过这还不够啊。
But this was not enough.
还有一点啊。
There was one other point.
就是67节那里所说的。
That was in verse 67.
以撒他也喜欢这个利百加。
Isaac also loved Rebecca.
就接纳他了。接纳他，
成为妻子。His wife.
所以从这里我们就可以了解哈。
So from here we can understand.
某某人跟你讲说，你要跟谁结婚
？If a person tells you you should marry that person.
我想这样的感动哈。
I feel that this type of
也会感动你才对了。
Should also move you.
假如没有感动你的话
，If you are not moved,
那可能我们要再多祷告。
Then perhaps we must pray more.
那譬如说哈。
And another example is.
假如有某个人跟你讲。
If another person tells you,
神感动我到你家住三个月。
God moved me to go live in your house for 3 months.
那不要付钱了。
And I don't have to pay.
那你要怎么回答呢？
And how do you respond to them?
假如神没有感动你的话，
If God does not move you,
你就跟他讲神感动我拒绝你到我家来。
Then you will tell him, God has moved me to tell you no, you cannot move me.
因为神既然会感动他这样讲。
Because if God has moved him to say such a thing,
一定是感动你的嘛。
Then God will also move you.
不可能说感动他叫他来你家住三个月不要钱的。
And it is impossible for God to move someone to live in your house for 3 months
without paying. 我们看到那个保罗到哥尼流那边去。
So we see how Paul went to the house of Cornelius.
神启示了哥尼流。
And the Lord moved Cornelius.
神也启示了这个彼得了哈。
The Lord also revealed this to Peter.
像这样的事情很多。
And there are many incidents like
this. 像主耶稣要用一批。那个驴子，那个驴驹。
For example, when Jesus was to use a donkey,
主耶稣告诉他门徒。
Jesus told his disciples,
你去告诉那个人主要用的。
Go tell the owner that the Lord uses,
他就会给你带去。
And then he will let him, you take the donkey.
结果他去了以后真的是这样做。
And so when they did this,
所以主感动，主耶稣也感动那个人了。
It truly happened this way.
好，那我们再来看这个，怎么去认识这个预言哈。
So,
是真的还假的？这传讲信息的人啊，是不是他会引导人亲近主？
And so now when we try to distinguish whether or not this prophecy is true or false, we have to see whether or not the messenger abides by the Lord's teaching.
这个就是真理原则嘛。
And this is also taking the truths of the Bible.
这几天也提到说什么有一点就是1995年啊，外交很多预言啊，说什么这个中国会打台湾啊。
And we also know about the book that was mentioned in the seminar, which is August 1995, and in this book, many churches made prophecies that China would attack Taiwan.
牧师就鼓励啊，台湾要移民到贝里斯去啊，移民到另外一个地方去。
And so, so many pastors in Taiwan encouraged their congregation to immigrate to other places.
这种预言哈，实在是不合乎圣经的道理。
So these types of prophecies are not according to the Bible.
有战争要临到，要紧的是要加强灵性的这个培养才对。
Because if a war is to come, then the more important thing is to increase our spirituality.
没有先造就人的灵性，只顾他的这个肉体，这是不对的。
It is incorrect to place the condition of the flesh over the condition of the spirit.
就好像主这个彼得了哈。
For example, Peter.
他一听到主耶稣要上耶路撒冷去。
When he heard that Jesus was to go to Jerusalem.
这彼得他以为是好像受感动了。
Peter thought that he was moved.
说主啊，你不要到耶路撒冷去啊。
And he told the Lord and pleaded with him not to go.
这个很危险的。
And this was very dangerous.
当然，这个彼得是一番好意。
Of course, Peter had good intentions.
关心主耶稣的这个身体的这个。安慰了。
And he was concerned with Jesus' safety.
但主耶稣责备他。
But Jesus chastised him.
说撒旦推到后边去。
And said Satan, go away.
所以我们所讲的话哈。
So when we are speaking.
虽然是出于一番好意。
Even though we are speaking
with good intentions. 但是要注意这个是从神来的还是从魔鬼来的。
We have to be careful to know whether or not what we are speaking is from God or from the devil.
好，最后我们看第八点啊。
Lastly, we look at.
解释预言应该有的态度了啊。
Attitude in interpreting prophecies.
凭着信心，我们可以了解神的话语是一定会应验。
So first, through faith, we trust that God's word shall come true.
那么神的预言啊，通常让我们能够看出神的信息，信实神的公义，神的救赎。
Because God's truth will often show his trust, his trust, his righteousness.And his faith.
当我们不太了解的时候，
when we do not quite understand,
我们要不断的祷告去了解。
We have to pray until we understand.
这个预言怎么跟我们所想的不一样啊？
And we have to understand why this prophecy is different than what we imagine.
哈巴谷先知祷告神啊。
For example, when the prophet Habakkuk prayed to God,
神啊，我们的百姓这么败坏。
He prayed to God that our people are such wrongdoers.
你怎么不动手呢？
Why do you not move your hand?
神跟他讲，我会动手。
But the Lord told him that he
would. 我要差派巴比伦来攻打他，来攻打这个犹大国。
The Lord told the prophet that he would send Babylon to punish
Israelites. 对这个预言，我怀疑的。
And sometimes, I doubt this prophecy.
为什么那么坏的国家要来攻打我们呢？
Because why send such a Gentile country to attack us.
所以他就再祷告。
So he prayed again.
他一边祷告一边思想。
So the prophet, the more he prayed, the more he thought.
神的信实在哪里？
Where is the trust, the trustworthy?
神是不是会有不公义呢？
Would God be unjust?
祷告到最后。
And at the end of his prayer.
神不会有不公义的。
He realized that the Lord would not.
也不会说违反他的信实。
And the Lord would not go back on his words.
所以他有这样的反省。
So when he when he thought about this,
他继续地祷告,
he continued to pray.
后来神在显明他的旨意啊,
and then later, the Lord revealed his will.
我们要了解神所说的话,
so we have to understand the words
不会违反他的本性啊,
of the Lord. And the words of the Lord will not contradict his nature.
所以我们要抱着一种信心,
so we have to have faith.
然后等候神,
and watch and wait for the Lord.
然后要来警醒啊,
and we have to be alert.
那明白了这个未来的事情,
and when we realize the what is to happen in the future,
我们不但要警醒预备,
we not only need to watch,
我们要把握机会,
alertly, we need to grasp the opportunity,
啊, 来尽本分,
to do our duties,
啊, 来完成神, 啊, 他所要做的事情,
to accomplish what the Lord has to do.
好, 我们就讲到这个地方,
and this concludes our lesson.